everyone. Welcome back to another English extravaganza. I have told you about many English-speaking countries, so now I want to talk about how English is used differently in different countries. Even though they speak the same language, people from different places say things differently, and this can be confusing, but also fun. For example, the US uses three different words for Coca-Cola: soda, Coke, and pop. Californians call it soda, and people in Iowa call it pop. The same thing happens in different English-speaking countries. There are some big differences in the words used in American and British English. In America, you can live in an apartment. In the UK, though, apartments are called flats. You take the elevator in the United States, and you take the lift in the UK. American fries are British chips, and American chips are British crisps. Because Canada and the US are neighbors, many things are the same. There are some small differences, though. In Canada, you wear runners on your feet, not sneakers. You go to the washroom, not the bathroom or restroom. When it's cold outside, you wear a bunny hug, not a hooded sweater. That one's my favorite. The biggest difference you will find is in the pronunciation. Here are some examples. In American English, the R at the end of a word is strong. But in Australian and British English, the R is often not said. Australian English is unique because many words have sounds that are removed. Good day becomes g'day. Many of you are nervous or shy about speaking English because of your accent. It's okay though, because everyone has an accent. Native English speakers have accents. Americans, British, and Australians all sound very different to a native speaker's ear. I can easily tell what country they are from when they speak. For the US, I can sometimes tell what state they are from. I think accents are fun and interesting. So the next time you want to speak English with someone, do it. Many English speakers are friendly and like to meet new people. We will enjoy a good conversation. That's all for this time. I'll see you next week.